What's that beer? You want me to come drink you now? This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. Craft Beer Podcast. We're just some geeks about to hang out and drink a lot of beer and talk about beer of the craft beer kind. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Dramatic Matt.
Dramatic Matt. Dramatic.
Pause for effect.
Bearded Brewer is dramatic. Thanks for joining us and hanging out with us to talk about craft beer. We drank beer before we started recording.
As always.
It is our tail. We tailgate our podcast. Don't you tailgate most podcasts?
Word. All
it's,
my podcasts.
It's football season now. So
literally all my podcasts, I tailgate.
You tell you. I got to have a couple beers before I listen to this podcast. So we like to tailgate. And one of the beers we had was a Tioga Sequoia beer that nobody else in the world has had.
That's a lie.
Damn it.
Nobody in the world of this room has had.
That's.
We're the first people in this room to have it.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
Okay, so then.
We have a new beer from Tioga Sequoia. What did we have, Bearded Brewer?
We had something out of our small batch series where one of the brewers has some time to mess around, and we had John Brazy's IPL, Indian Pale Lager, for those that don't know abbreviations, 70 IBU, mostly mosaic hops, and
you idiots,
coming in at 6.5%. Very beautiful beer.
It was quite excellent. It is going to be a nice continuation of lagers for Tioga.
It's a trend.
Going away from the, as a cucumber runs out, this trending will take over and be dominant. It was good. I enjoyed. You got the lager the right away, Nick. You're like, yeah, lager.
I might have just been pulling some chains, as they say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they say that?
I'm sure. No, it wasn't like I think, like you said, had we not been told it was a lager, we probably would have just been like, oh, this is a really great pale or IPA or fill in the blank. But there is something a little bit to lagers that it comes across differently, no matter how much you hop them. Sudwerk, I'm looking at you.
Sudwerk. They are the experts at it.
They are.
So what you're saying is you could throw a chandelier in a haunted house, but it's still going to be a haunted house.
Mm, I would say that. Yes.
I wouldn't say that. But it was a damn good. It was a damn good beer. I am looking forward to being out there. Is this going to be that? What kind of release are we seeing for this beer? Does it have a name yet, Matt?
IPL.
Just IPL. But is it going to have like an official name other than IPL?
Maybe.
Like a cool name?
Sure.
Some mountain pass? Mountain pass.
Ooh, mountain pass. Mm.
Because Tioga, you know, you've got the mountain Sierra theme going, so we got to think of a Sierra name.
I think it was Back Alley IPL.
Back Alley. you've got an urban beer garden tap room.
Yeah.
But you have the mountain Forest Service theme.
You could call it Hurry Up and Wait. Like you do when you're trying to get into Yosemite during a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Squat pot on the trail IPL.
Ooh. Been there. Been there, brother.
Yep. Been there, brother. Hope you brought some toilet paper with you, brother.
Dumping in a hole. Don't drop your phone.
The bare ass bear.
Alpine
IPL.
Alpine Lake Lager.
Ooh, Alpine Lake. Rimfire lager.
Rimfire. Oh, no. Rimfire, dude. Has so many meanings. Rimfire lager.
Fire on the rim.
You got a fire in the rim. The only thing that can put it out
is some lager.
Some lager. Rimfire lager from Tioga Sequoia.
All right. Well, he's laughing now.
Look for Rimfire Lager coming soon from
Donner. He's laughing now.
Donner 5 Lager.
Ooh, nice. Donner 3, the third Donner that got eaten. All right.
We're off to a great start.
We're off to an awesome start.
Sorry, what were we doing?
We're trying to catch up on the beers we've had.
Okay.
We also had
Good Lord, we're not past tailgating yet?
No.
Oh, we're screwed.
We're already screwed. We had from Odell, leftover from when Rad Stacy was here. Listen to episode 111. Rad Stacy brought a lot of Colorado beers, and this one we didn't even get to last episode from Odell Brewing. Cutthroat Porter. Bearded Brewer wasn't fond.
Not impressed.
Unimpressed, bro.
No, sir. I don't like it.
So you can go outside of Odell Brewing, fold your hands, look at him, and raise up your chin and go, not impressed.
Yeah.
And they'll know exactly what you're telling. They're like, oh, another one that doesn't like the cutthroat.
Well, see, for me, it's hard to raise my chin because I have a beard. So the beard gives it a different angle. So raising up my chin just makes the beard straight.
You should have a really strong chin with all that beard raising exercise.
And shaming. Actually, beard shaming.
It does, and shaming.
It does stress out the jaw muscles quite a bit.
I lift my chin up at you.
I dismiss you.
Look at how high my chin is up. Mm.
Sir, it's cold outside. Would you like to come in our warm brewery? I don't like your brewery.
I don't like it. Do you have cutthroat porter in there? Hey, yeah, we do. No.
I'm going next door to New Belgium.
I have to put helium in my beard so that way it doesn't pull my head down.
Yeah. Helium-infused beard.
Do you have airbags for your beard, like for your car?
No.
All right. Good to know. And also we have from Maui Brewing Big Swell IPA. Bearded Brewer brought this one over.
Yeah.
You love the Big Swell.
From Amanda from her recent Hawaii trip. So it's not not Maui bought in, you know, LA or San Diego or Maui that could be in Bakersfield. Fuck Bakersfield.
Ooh.
Or Maui that could be up north, whatever. It doesn't matter. It was from the Big Island, carried on a plane to us.
Mm-hmm.
That is beer service.
Damn straight it is. Anyone else would like to carry things on a plane to us, you can go to the beer garden downtown and just drop them off at Tioga for us. You can say, care of Matt, and we will get it.
Fly in at the Chandler Airport and walk it right over.
Chenandler.
Harrison Ford flew into that airport, just so you know. Oh, wait, before you go, Bearded Brewer, I know you're chomping at the bit.
He landed at that
bit.
Airport. He flies into fields.
Easy, bro.
Whoa.
One more beer that's still going around right now. Sierra Nevada's Harvest Fresh Hop IPA, the Southern Hemisphere Harvest 2015. Even though it was bottled a few months ago, but it's all right.
Shelf turd.
What? This is one of your favorite beers, Nick, right?
It is.
And what do you think of this one?
I'm a little let down. I don't know if it was palate wrecking from the IPL or maybe the Big Swell, but something's different, and I don't quite like it.
Hmm.
But I usually do really love this beer.
Yeah.
I remember, actually, I was thinking about it when I bought this beer. The first time I had it was in San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
At the Frog and Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And first time I heard of it, first time I had it, awesome. Now, it's bitter. It's not as sweet and wet as it's used to be.
Hmm.
It's weird. I don't know. Maybe it's
I agree with that. Yeah, it's not as wet. as last year's or whatever the one I had previously. Bearded Brewer has no opinion because he is ready to open a new beer.
It was about as much as I've ever enjoyed it.
There you go. Good review.
Wow.
Slowest open ever.
For dramatic appeal.
Damn it.
I love gold. Was that?
That was loud. Was it, right? That was loud is what that was.
Motherfucker.
Two tears in the bucket. Motherfucker.
I love gold. Fucking shit ain't working right now. What do we have here? Nick has got the bottle in front of him. New beer entering the table.
That must mean I have to talk about this.
You're forced to talk about it, bro.
Hop Freshener Series from The Hop Concept, which is Port and Lost Abbey, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Something word.
They joined up and they did, like, we're going to do just an all hoppy thingamajig.
Doing business as The Hop Concept. Lemon and grassy. Alcohol.
I love gold.
Got it.
Damn it. There it is. 8.5%.
So pro. I love gold.
That was so pro, bro.
Pro. So, flavor. That's right on the nose. Hop Freshener Series. I'm going to shut up and drink it.
You guys can read
this for yourself.
I don't have anything in front of me.
Mikey is salivating.
Please. He's going to bite somebody.
It is lemony and grassy.
I've been seeing this all over on the social medias, and now we're finally have. I've actually stayed away from this beer in the fridge for like a week and a half.
Oh, it's old. So old.
And it's like an $11 bottle. Mm. I do not usually go into double figures. This is $11 at Fig Tree.
Wow. Ooh, I think that's by far the highest price of these beers so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
So my question to you is, if we look on the beer shelf, there's both hop fresheners, the previous, the green and the orange label. But on either side of it, there's an Aromacoma and there's a Just Outstanding. Which one's going to get the bump to get this third bottle up there, Mikey?
That's a good question, man. The beer wall, who gets precedent?
We'll take that Citraholic down and move Aromacoma over.
Ooh.
Wow. There's some bold words. Citraholic down, huh?
Maybe we can just get rid of that deep
river. Just seeing if you guys are paying attention. Yeah.
Do not ever bump that. This is one of the greatest bottles we've ever had in this establishment. Citraholic.
We get rid of that Alpine Nelson. Fuck that place.
Ooh. You can get that anywhere. You mean
Green Flash?
You can get that anywhere, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Get that in Fresno. So there
it's
you
on
go.
The rig at Yard House.
I am I'm enjoying this hop freshener, lemon and grassy, but I'm not also going crazy for it. I'm not having a semi or anything.
I'm glad I had it. It's my opinion.
I felt this way about the first one. I can't remember what the second one was like.
I want to say the one with the green was the best.
Oh.
The green air freshener to me, but I don't.
Wow.
Who really knows at this point?
What are you saying?
Nobody knows anything anymore.
Nobody knows.
Time for culture.
Culture.
Let's talk about a little craft beer culture. What do you got, Nick?
Okay.
You got
any culture? Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Does culture count as events?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Why not?
Why not? Because that's all I have, really, is a bunch of events coming up in Fresno. So, for other culture
things. We've got a lot of craft culture coming in October, as with everybody, I guess.
So, Bakersfield, them sons of bitches.
What about them?
They're getting another brewery in Bakersfield.
Great. What's this new brewery called?
Temblor Brewing Company.
Temblor.
T-E-M-B-L-O-R. Temblor Brewing Company. They slated to open fall of 2015. Hello, here we are. And they're on Buck Owens Boulevard.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know that one. That's by the by the 99.
You got the, what is it, the Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, way to go, Bakersfield, and fuck you.
Stop doing beer stuff. That annoys us. Makes us feel small and insignificant. Well, one thing I wanted to talk about in culture.
Oh, do you?
I listened to the Dan Patrick Show. You guys don't know this, but this is a sports radio. He's a sports radio guy. Sports. One of the few moments of actual radio I listen to that's not podcast is in the mornings when I go to work, and it's the Dan Patrick Show. And they were talking about, it's about football season's about to start.
Oh, great.
And they were talking, they were just trying to decide who are the bros up for quarterbacks in the NFL. Who are the bro quarterbacks and who are the nerd quarterbacks?
Bro-backs.
Who are the bro quarterbacks? And I was like, this has got me thinking, who are the bro craft breweries? And I'm like, no, let's break this down further. What are the bro craft beers? Now, of course, like Miller Coors, Bud, all those are bro beers. That's right. That's obvious.
Number one bro beer, Natty Ice.
Yeah. Is that number one bro beer?
That's my guess.
Maybe. I would say Coors Light, Bud Light.
And she said,
bros, maybe. Though. We're talking about bros.
Yeah. But, Bud Light's a little more country.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. So, but I'm thinking, like, within the craft beer world, what would you consider a bro beer? Not breweries, but break it down to a actual beer.
So this is what the bros would order at the bar?
Yeah, if you're a craft
beer. Or is this beer's craft personality beer
educated
a bro?
What are you ordering? Wow.
Okay, I got two.
All right.
Anything with pumpkin?
Oh, no. It's because you dislike pumpkin doesn't make it a bro beer.
Yeah, but they'll think, oh, dude, it's crafty and I like it because it's like not tastes like beer. And Helldorado.
Helldorado?
I can say I've seen a lot of bros. They're like, dude, like this barrel-aged stuff. And it's like, that doesn't
matter. Wow. Have you even had the Helldorado?
Mm-mm.
Have you, Nick?
I haven't. I missed the... Me neither.
There's still one around. There's Elite has
oh,
one.
Oh, damn it. I got to go
because they had it sitting. They had one just sitting on the counter.
On the warm shelf?
No, like not even like off where the register is. Like just sitting over. Like somebody like nice. Returned it and it's just sitting there. And then they haven't put it back yet.
I accidentally bought this. I thought it was a Corona.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Let's go through some.
Let's do it.
Lagunitas IPA.
Really?
Craft bro beer?
It is at Elbow Room. Bros have been known to hang out at Elbow Room.
I would just say yes because people confuse it as Lagunitas made IPA. Just because it's called
IPA. We invented it. It's our thing.
They're like, I thought IPA was just a Lagunitas thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, everybody has an IPA.
Damn it. It makes Lagunitas me feel bad IP, for drinking bro, Lagunitas now.
Bro craft beer.
Yeah.
Arrogant Bastard.
Total bro beer. That's the first one I thought of.
Mm-hmm. I want the strongest thing you have.
Dude, it's arrogant like me.
This is speaking to me right now.
It's speaking to me right. And it's got a stone.
It's got a dragon thingamajig on it.
Check out my dragon.
Dogfish Head, 60 Minute.
East Coast Brewing? Is that what you're going for?
Maybe.
I have no opinion on that.
Ooh, wow. That is controversial when Bearded Brewer has no opinion.
Wow.
Does not want to jump into that pool. DBA.
Oh, fuck yeah.
DBA, bro beer. Firestone DBA. It's a bro beer. I would say...
But not 805?
That's what... Well, there you go. That's another one. 805, that's bro beer.
Yeah.
805 is a bro
but beer. Chances are, if they're not drinking 805, they order a DBA. But chances are, if they have any like sort of apparel, It's the 805 sticker with their 805 hat, with their 805 button up, with their 805 car decal, their 805 underwear. 805
doubt.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny, though, if they did have 805 underwear and the O was around your butthole.
Rimfire.
Rimfire. Oh, there's more ideas for your Rimfire beer, Tauga.
But I do love Firestone, but
we love Firestone.
We all know why those two beers exist.
Yep. For bros. Boston Lager.
No.
No, that's clearly for hipsters with mustaches.
Yeah, I saw the commercial.
Didn't you see the commercial?
With the mustache.
I totally.
He loved it.
And another guy with a bowling cap.
Another guy had a bowling cap, so it's cool.
It's only for bros when the guys are like, oh, you like that Samuel Adams beer? And it's like, no, it's that Boston Brewing Company. And you're like, that's the same thing.
They have a lot of beers that maybe people don't even realize. The Boston Brewing Company, I think that Travelers comes from them.
Mm-hmm.
That one that's going around with the stupid fucking mustache. Travelers beer. Look, and we've got yellow glasses and
Have fun with my beer.
I usually know it's their beer because it always has a lot of dust on it. It doesn't look like Samuel. Okay, got it.
Okay. What about Fat Tire?
Mm.
Fat Tire, bro beer?
No.
I don't want to offend Rad Stacy.
No.
But everybody knows Fat Tire, though. Like, bros know what Fat Tire.
I'd say there's probably a bigger populace of dads that drink Fat Tire versus bros. Dad beer.
If you could tell me what kind of beer Fat Tire is, I would agree with you.
Wait, if I could personally, or the general public could.
Well, if you can't, I know the general public.
It's like why an don't amber.
Therefore, I don't know either. Actually,
it's an amber ale.
Okay. So yeah, if they don't know what it is, they're not going to go for it.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the bros are like, Fat Tire's too sophisticated for bros.
Too sophisticated for bros.
I have a feeling on this next one. I'm just going to jump in here, but I'm going to need some help picking out a specific beer.
Okay.
But if there's a bro beer, it's probably something in Speakeasy's catalog.
So you're saying Baby Daddy? Because it comes in black cans.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think you're right.
The Baby Daddy is cans are not, all murdered out.
It's not Baby Daddy.
But I mean, the cans are murdered. But there's Big Daddy. It
might be Big Daddy. I think it's Big Daddy. Beer.
If I was at a bar in Merced and the only two things they had were PBR and probably Big Daddy, that's probably because it sells.
Yeah.
Can we start a movement to nickname Baby Daddy as the Maury beer?
The Maury beer?
Maury. Or no, is it? Who's the...
Oh, Maury. Show.
I'll take a Maury Pope.
You are not the father.
Yes. Suck it. I'm not the father.
Springer.
Is it Jerry Springer?
No, you're right. Maury Povich does that.
Yeah.
Who's the dad?
No, Springer's the one that just starts all the fights. It's like, we're going to put the security guards a little bit too far away from you guys and put you right next to each other and make you talk about something very personal.
Yeah. So security guards get a nice run in before they tackle you.
They'll come in eventually. Don't worry. Okay. I've got controversial, but here we are. We're in the craft beer world.
We're already bashing beers.
Going Sculpin. Is Sculpin a craft beer beer? Craft bro beer.
We need some locals to help us out with this.
I would
one.
Say not in town. It's possible that it is in San Diego. Mm. It's possible that there's 100 breweries that make at least 5 beers each. So you could probably guess in the San Diego area, there's probably at least 500 beers you can choose, but there's probably a bro demographic down there that will just say, I'll just take a Sculpin.
Okay.
Not even look at the menu. Not even just Sculpin.
Good. Yes. Good point. Somebody goes into this amazing place that a beer geek can be like, oh my God, and would not even see Sculpin on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy would just be like, oh, you got a Sculpin? Oh, okay. Give me a Sculpin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I'd do that. I could do that. Give me one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sculpin.
That exact guy was sitting next to us when, last time I was at the local in San Diego, which is a little nice restaurant there. And it was just like, we were spending like 15 minutes looking at the taps and everything and all this different stuff. And he's like, I'll just take a Coors and a Jaeger shot and sip on both of them at the same time.
So, okay, when you're in San Diego, not a bro.
That's a hipster in San Diego.
It's 11 o'clock. We're trying to have some lunch, and he just walks in, and he's just like, oh, I have a Coors and a Jaeger. No, not, doesn't matter what's going on.
Okay. Strange that he ordered that, or strange that they had it?
No, I mean, there's a reason, but still, no. It's just that same guy I see going to the next bar and going, I'll just get a Sculpin.
I have one more.
Oh, do you?
Bro Craft Beer. Sierra Nevada Pale.
How dare you?
I want to say yes, because that's everywhere and everybody's had it, but I don't want to feel like an elitist, because we've grown past it and gone back to it once or twice, like the ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Who's grown past it?
I have.
I don't know. You might be right. If Lagunitas is a bro beer, huh? Pale ale might be the new bro beer.
Bros would order a Sierra. I can see bros ordering the Sierra.
Yeah.
The tricky thing about the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, people almost don't understand it or accept it for the style it is. It's just like you could walk up to them with a St. Archer Pale Ale and they'd be like, oh, this is the grossest thing ever. I'll just take a Sierra Nevada, and not knowing that they're ordering the green pale ale can. They just say Sierra Nevada.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'd say that beer is very style blinding or confusing.
Wow. You had to break it down for us, peasants.
That's broken down way more now, isn't it? Well,
I mean, I've sold beer for the past 3 years of my life directly to people, and there's some people that have come up and said, "Oh, I like Sierra Nevada Pale." Mm-hmm. And you hand them a pail, and they're like, "Whoa, what? What the hell did you just hand me?
What the hell is this? It's a pale ale." And no, it's not. It tastes like Sierra. Well, there you go. What's your bro craft beer? 559-492-0542.
Oh, crap.
Here you can go. Call that. You call that line. We have a voicemail line. That was it. You can call us with voicemails and things and such. And when we hear these voicemails, we'd like to play them on the show. And we have them this week. Hello? Uh-oh. Let's start. Wait, the bearded brewer has gone to the fridge. Fridge mic is on.
Do-do-do.
He's looking in the fridge.
Hey, speaking of Sculpin, there's some in here.
Bro.
Grapefruit Sculpin, bro. That's not bro beer.
Secret bro.
Wait, is grapefruit Sculpin bro beer?
No.
No.
Which one's our shelf Goose again? Island. I forget.
Don't stop looking at the top shelf. No, there's a Tioga beer that I'm wanting to have in there. Bearded Brewer.
What about this Against the Grain? It has a bro dude on it. Oh, no, he's punk. Never mind.
Bros and hoes.
There's a left hand in here. The brother likes left hand.
Left hand.
Do what you want, bro. Bro.
Bro. Milk Stout's bro beer.
Whatever bro beer you want, bro.
They're all bro beers.
Listen to that fridge. There's just in the fridge.
A lot of noise. But it's not table noise.
No, not like last week's table noise.
Sorry about last week.
Oh.
Oh, it's closed. Now here he comes. He comes around the corner,
boom.
And what he brings to the table is General Sherman IPA with what hops?
Mosaic?
Tioga Square is General Sherman IPA with Mosaic hops. I've been wanting to try this, and here it is. Beer brought this over.
It's not all I brought. Well, I brought a contender.
That's the only thing you brought.
What if we wanted this 1554?
No, nobody wants that.
That might be a brew beer.
All right, yeah. Is a 1554 from New Belgium a brew
black
beer?
Black lager. Oh. Enlightened black lager.
Suspense.
Edits a mini tonight.
It still didn't work. What the fuck?
Enough, go.
God dang it. I hate this stupid Boss Jock app. You fuck with my life though for the last time, Boss Jock. I love gold. Imagine that said that.
I love piece of shit car.
Panthewar PUS, true piece of satisfaction.
Tell us what do we have here, Rita Brewer.
So our brewer, Kevin Cox, he's the kind of guy that his pilot batch system is like a full-scale brew. And he knows that the popular trend is to feature a single hop in beer. And to him, he's just like, fuck, anybody can do a single hopped IPA. But he was just like, what if we get a beautiful double dry hopped, which already has a beautiful floor of hops, things happening. And then you put that single hop variant on top of it and plenty of it. And it's not only complemented, it stands out on its own. And so the second time, we've done a few different batches. We've gone through some hops, but this is the second time we've ever bottled. And this one's with Mosaic hops.
Uh-huh. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji.
So any second here, the brother should be sneezing.
Yeah, I'm pissed. Like, my nose
you have
is
this, like, bunched thing with up hops, already. So don't you? And the sneezing.
I Nick. Do, yes. When there's an abundance of hops, it triggers my schnozola to sense not rockets flying. And on top of the beautiful weather that we have from all the fires circling our valley.
Yes. That great fire season of August.
Great fire season. And now September. That combined with the no watering because we're in a drought, so everybody's lawn is dead, has made my life hell recently.
Don't worry. El Nino will come fix it.
El Nino. Oh, yeah. So we'll have a bunch of fucking weeds because everybody's yard is dead. The weeds grow through where the grass once was.
All right. This is a nice beer. I'm enjoying it.
What? You guys enjoy something?
I enjoy
it. Never. We can't look bro-ish.
I think I don't know if I want to say that I like it more than the DDH, but I don't know if I want to go that far.
But you do.
Yeah, no, the Mosaic to me kind of has like a more of a, like a melon or grassy kind of hop thing going on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have, whereas I think double dry hop's more of kind of like a citrusy, fruity kind of a hop blend. But you put the Mosaic on top of it, and I think it just kind of stands out like it was intended to.
Right.
It's good stuff. All right. Voicemails 559-492-0542. That is the Perfect Pours voicemail line, along with our other podcasts. We want to hear what the hell you're doing with your beer.
Perfect Pours! The 3BZine podcast guys down San Diego calling to say, what up?
Damn.
Recording our newest episode. We wanted to call and say hi.
Hi.
And I just want to say, I hope that one day we can have a fan as cool as Scotty B is to you guys.
Sorry, bro.
Rad.
Oh, we love Scotty B. We're potting. Dustin's been talking about throw up stories. Yeah, we've had some wow. crazy puke experiences in our lifetime.
What?
Indeed, yeah.
And Justin wants to know if you guys can tell some of yours on the latest Perfect Pour podcast. We want to know. We want to get down and dirty with the Perfect Pour.
We know Mikey's passed out in Russian River. We want more stories like that.
Yeah, when we get more stories like that, Dustin, what do you have to say? Hell yeah! All right, Perfect Pour! Let us hear some gold like you always do every week, baby.
I like gold.
This weekend, Tom and I might be at Society. I
love gold.
There you go. Yeah.
Never mind. I hate these guys now.
Leave it to Tom to screw up the whole phone call, guys. But this Saturday, Tom and I might be at Society, and we might give Sardina.
Yeah, Sardina.
We'll give Sardina a hug for each of you. That'd be three total hugs.
That's all I can ask.
Give him a reach around.
Three hugs from 3BZ. All right, perfect four. You guys are great, and we will talk to you soon. 3BZ now!
3BZ. I'm guessing that was at the end of their recording of a podcast.
So they also drink on their podcast, right?
They're a wee bit fired up on that.
3BZ. We love 3BZ. One of our little community of craft beer podcasters that were friends. Just like craft breweries be friends with each other, podcasts be friends with each other. And when you got craft beer podcasts joining together, there's like ultimate friendship.
Podcast
ultimate
friendship. So they requested throwing up stories, basically. The funny thing is where I almost blacked out in Russian River last time this year.
Dropped
I don't
your,
think I threw up. I threw up the next morning. No, that's wrong. I threw up the next morning.
A full glass of
I dropped younger. A full taster.
Oh,
it wasn't
it
a full
was a taster.
It was a taster glass.
Come on, I'm selling the
full taster glass of younger.
Damn it!
And to everyone in Russian River heard it. It wasn't like a isolated incident at the bar where no one else heard it. Like it was just like. Everyone turned around like, look at this dumbass kind of situation. Yeah, and I did throw up the next morning in the hotel room.
Not cool, bro. Not cool.
I have a good throwing up story. It's not craft beer related, it's beer related.
Yeah.
It is it's Keystone Light related. In my early 20s, our thing before we would go out would be you get a 12-pack of Keystone Light and you'd play a drinking game. Usually it would be quarters where you take a quarter and you try to do a shot into a shot glass. You know, you do little bounce your quarter into a shot glass.
Right. Quarters.
I was never good at it. And,
who is?
I was with two other friends, Derek and Lois. And they, unbeknownst to me, decided to team up on me, like, let's get C drunk. And so they just, every time they had a chance, they just made me drink. So of this 12-pack, I know it's just Keystone Light, but of this 12-pack, I was so bad that I had 11 of the 12 beers, essentially, of this 12-pack after this quarters game.
Damn.
So then we went to the Wild Blue. Fresno's know how old this story is.
Yeah, a little old, huh?
We go see a few bands. One of the bands is some bands I know. Actually, Vince, who's a drummer, a local drummer.
Sleepover Disaster.
Yes.
Right?
He was in a band called Brothers Patchwork. I believe that's the band he was in.
Okay.
If you remember that band.
Nope.
But so we went. The point is, we went to see the show. And I'm there, I'm pretty drunk, and there was this other band that was like, I am not a heckler, I support local music, I love local music, but I was so drunk at the show, like, I was heckling them, there was a bad band, I was just heckling them, and just to give you an idea, and then when we leave the club, and I'm like, I'm gonna puke, I'm ready to puke. And I basically get everyone's attention, like, I'm about to puke. And I stop, and I puke and filled my mouth with puke, held it, like, with my hand up, pointing to the sky.
One second, please. I have puke in my mouth.
Everyone watch. And then, boom, all over the street in front of the Wild Blue. And, you know, raise my fist, like, yay, I'm awesome. I just puked on call and walked off. And then I think I climbed in the tree in the parking lot next to the Chinese restaurant there. So there's a puking story for you.
Nice.
I don't know if you brothers have anything you want to share with us.
None of mine are too glorious. There's just been a I think there was a New Year's, there was a housewarming party, and probably when I had my own house in Clovis. But just one of those, you have too much fun, things get a little fuzzy, next thing you know, you wake up and you're all, well, I'm going to go puke. Well, that was fun. Well, I'm going to go back to bed.
I feel better.
Yeah. And
oh, yes. Feels so much better after you
puke. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's really all that.
I have too many. My whole 20s were just a puking story.
Puke story. Pick a weekend.
Yeah. Pick whichever weekend. There was a puke story.
See, I'm trying to put together the timeline for my puke story. I want to say it was around 2010, but it could have been earlier. But what makes me think is not it wasn't, because I think you were there, Mikey.
Hmm.
So we were drinking at Sequoia Brewery, and or Sequoia Brewing.
Sequoia Brew Pub?
Yeah, the Brew Pub and Tower. They used to have happy hour, and I think they had $2 beers during happy hour. So it was Reed and I drinking IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Was it during Rogue Festival?
I can't remember when this was. Was it that day
we went and saw a Rogue show, and then we went to Sequoia afterwards, and we were day drinking, like late afternoon drinking?
That might have been the time, yeah. Because it was definitely daytime. We started way earlier than we should have.
Yeah, it was basically all, it was like, yeah.
And we were.
It was all of Trumpet Solo, including the Bearded Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were day drinking.
We were sitting in the window and we could look across the street and the Blockbuster Video had just closed. And we said, yep. Wouldn't that make the coolest bar in the world?
Yes,
yes. Yeah.
And so we had sat there drinking these $2 beers. And that's back when I didn't really care for IPAs, but for $2, who gives a shit? They were 7% and we were looking to do some damage.
Man.
And so we left there and I cannot remember for life where we went after that. It might have been back to Reed's place to drink more beer, but I definitely ended up puking. And my now wife was pissed.
Oh, because really?
I almost puked in the car on the way home.
Oh, did she come?
She came and picked us up. Oh, yeah, because okay. I told her.
I left before.
Yeah,
like you, I was the first one to leave. Like I got to go home, guys. And you, I left you guys there.
So the last thing I remember was Sequoia, and then waking up and going, I puked, didn't I? And she's like, yes.
Yes.
What else did I do?
What else did I do?
Put my pants on the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I can't remember if it was Rogue or something, but I don't know if I was like working that day or whatever, but it's like I caught up to you guys at Sequoia.
Yeah, you we met were all us drinking there.
Yeah,
yeah, we saw that Rogue show. I think it was Blake's show.
Was it? Oh, the
Josh was in it
at
Starline.
Starline, yeah, when it was called Starline. So yeah, that was. I think that was my only craft beer related puke story. Others involved whiskey and vodka and
vodka.
Yes.
Yes.
Other alcohols. Right, well,
thanks for that tangent, 3B Zane. More voicemails.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Driving! Hey, I just want to tell you, I got that Mosaic Session IPA ready. I'm just going to say that. No, I'm not even going to tell you. You can tell me what you think of it. There's something that's just not perfect about it, though. Anyway, you can let me know. And also, I want to remind your listeners, there's still time to register and enter a beer, or a cider, or a mead in the Big Fresno Fair Homebrew Competition. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great?
That's coming up.
Just go to sjwarehouse.org, click on competitions, click here, and you'll see a few different links. You got to register with us and with the fair. And I'm driving!
And I'm driving. Thanks, Scotty B. Doing some warthog work, man. If you want to get in, was he talking about the fair or the Warthog Festival?
No, the Fresno Fair is coming up.
Okay.
So the homebrew entries. Because
I know the Warthogs have their little festival on the river there.
Oh, is that same time? I think
it's around October, too.
Okay.
So there's a lot of crap going on in October.
Right, yeah, there is. We got to get to events.
Events. The Perfect Pour needs to go out to events. the warthogs. And then, yeah, if you're a home brewer, get in there, get in the fair, get judged. Let people judge you.
Don't judge me.
Hey, guys. Paul from Fairfax.
Yes.
I'm not in Fairfax right now. I'm in Berkeley. Driving. For work. So this is why I listen to The Perfect Pour. Not only are you guys totally entertaining, but you're informative.
You're informative.
So I'm here in Berkeley for work 6 freaking days a week, and I have never heard of this rare barrel
that you guys
were drinking last week. So,
a rare barrel, bro.
I'm here. I go to every bottle shop and every Whole Foods and whatever. But anyway, I get on their website and I'm checking them out, and it looks like I'm actually going to get an opportunity to go check them out on the weekend. But I noticed that they had 2 things on their guest tap. One was a society beer, which, of course, I've never had a society beer. So,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to have to get there and try a society beer.
But, Oh my God.
I saw beer from Fieldwork Brewing in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Nice. And so I looked up Fieldwork, and it's literally right down the street from where I make the delivery. So, and they open at noon, and I don't have to pick my kid up from school until 2.
Yes.
And so what did I just do is I went in, and I'm a little buzzed, and I probably shouldn't be driving the delivery truck, but I have 3 tasters.
We won't tell anybody.
And totally phenomenal, super friendly guys. Amazing, amazing beers, awesome space, and they are about a mile and a half down from Rare Barrel in the same kind of industrial zone that most breweries are usually in. But
nice.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit excited now because being a single dad, I feel like I can't ever really go out and drink beer, but I realize, if a place opens at noon, I can definitely go out and drink a beer. Not too many, of course, but... anyway, so thanks for turning me on to Rare Barrel. I'm going to go there this weekend, and I'll give you the full report, and I'm going to try a society beer as well.
Hell yeah.
And that's that. Oh, and one thing I wanted to mention, the Whole Foods that I was talking about last week, where you can get a beer and walk around, that is Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, Louisville. Thank you.
I made a quick segue from Oxnard to Louisville, but Louisville, Kentucky has the Whole Foods where you can get a beer and walk around.
It's even worse.
And that is that. I will talk to you all soon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville, Kentucky Whole Foods is the number one Whole Foods in the world.
Number one.
You can walk around with your beer and shop.
I didn't know people in Kentucky care about that Whole Foods stuff.
I know. People in Kentucky want to go to Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, I call that my backyard.
That's my backyard.
I'm a farmer.
See, it's something that's like amazing and disappointing is like he's just driving by craft beer breweries all day.
Yeah.
Not even knowing what they are.
I'm driving by. Yeah. Oh, Rare Barrel, is that a thing?
Oh, this place?
But at the same time, I also understand it's our stepsister literally lives across the bridge from 21st Amendment. It's just up and over. But every time you look at traffic reports, it will take you 34 minutes to go that 3 miles from her house to 21st Amendment. And that's the shitty thing. And so sometimes in the Bay Area, unless you're in the area, you just don't go.
The area.
So.
Right. Been caught tricking.
What?
Been caught tricking. Everyone pull out their own taps. See what kind of interesting beer you've been drinking this past week. I am Dorktown on Untapped. If you would like to friend me on your Untapped, you should really be on Untapped if you're not. If you have a smartphone.
Won't you be my neighbor friend?
Like Mr. Muchacho from Vancouver just friended me. And I am accepting his request as a friend.
Whoa.
And also looking at the beers I had this week. Of them, nothing insanely interesting. I, for the first time in a while, I had a Union Jack from IPA. Not a bro craft beer.
I don't know.
Union Jack IPA.
Approaching beer. Bro category.
I hadn't had it for so long. I was like, what's up with this Union Jack? And
what's up?
It's cool. It's a good beer. I remember it as a good beer. Still a good beer.
Hmm.
wasn't, you know.
Girl, nothing's changed. See you later.
I was like, yep, it was still there. Still doing what it's doing.
Still a beer.
The other stuff, I had an ex, Alesmith, extra pale.
I hate
but
you.
It was an old bottle, dude. It was the last bottle at, it was the last bottle at the fucking grocery store we just fucking talked about.
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods.
You mean
and it was Whole an old Foods bottle, now man. With doors? It's like an ape from, it was like bottled in April or some shit. Oh,
man.
Wasn't fresh or wasn't that super great.
Not super fresh.
But as an excellent beer usually. And I had a Tecumseh, the new batch of Tecumseh from Tioga Sequoia.
What?
Imperial IPA.
Nice.
What?
At Save Mart, they had a side stack at Save Mart at Milburn and Herndon, which Milburn and Herndon, I'm kind of like,
it was at the produce section beers?
As far as being fresh. But this is a brand new side stack, so I was like, this is a fresh one. And yeah, the Tioga has a date on the neck.
Oh, they finally started dating their beers?
Mm-hmm. You got dates on your good neck?
Good little Lord. Print, but yeah.
Oh, do all Tioga's beers have dates on the neck now?
Yes.
Wow.
We had a machine. It didn't work. We got another machine. It didn't work. And then we got this third machine and we like it. But it is like size 8 font, but it is.
Get your glasses on and look.
It's a 6-digit code. The first 3 digits are the day. The second 2 digits are, 4 and 5. Those 2 digits will indicate the year, and the last digit will indicate if it was bottled first or kegged first.
Hmm.
Wow.
Interesting.
So it's all kinds of technical, and we're finally saying it's very expensive, and fuck you, we do it.
And we had to do it anyway. So yeah, I had that and an excellent Imperial Double. Mm-hmm. It was just I just noticed that it felt like it was sweeter, much more sweeter than it was the last batch I had.
Hmm.
Whenever that last Tecumseh series came out,
there was one in early spring.
But I don't really know. It might have not been. It might have been less sweeter. I don't know.
Mm.
But when I had, I was like, "Hmm, this is sweeter than usual."
I think I can do a Tecumseh vertical if I had to.
Ooh, that'd be sweet. We've never been able to pull off a vertical on this show.
I think I have a partial 250, and then all the Tecumsehs. I think I could do it.
That'd be sweet. We could do it. So, anything you guys have been having this past week that's of interest to a perfect pour listener?
I'm going to go with my list because it's just shorter. Monday, a friend of mine gave me a ride to Popolo's, and then we met a friend there and he gave me a ride to Goldstein's. So what happens when the bearded brewer gets rides around places? He drinks beer.
Somebody going to give me a ride? Then let me drink beer, damn it.
And so I wanted to sample, but by the time... we had a younger hostess at the Popolo's, and the younger people can't pour beer. So they have to ask the older people. Well, she forgot to ask the olders. Uh-huh. So I was asking to sample the Stone 19th before I was committed to it.
Right.
Well, they realized my food showed up before I even received my sample. So they just poured me the whole glass. And I was just like, well, here goes nothing. Stone 19th on draft. Good.
Really?
Thunderstruck on tap with some with a miniature pizza. Good.
Hmm. I still haven't had it at all, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
And then
it's bad, huh?
Speaking of Goldstein's, we did go there and I did have a slow ride to start out the evening, and that was pretty good. Total Damnation was on draft.
Huh.
And it the was
new version. It's like a newer version, isn't it?
Possibly.
I don't think it's changed. Just like there's a new batch.
Okay. But yeah. It was fresh. It was good. I had a couple of blue paddles, Pilsners from New Belgium. And then a friend of mine, a co-worker, she showed up in the towers. And so we snuck over to Livingston's after Goldstein's closed, which is kind of a... It's, yes, the craft beer mecca closes at midnight, but you still have Living Stones till 2 a.m. And it happened before. We don't know how this happened, but, you know, normally they have General Sherman on at Livingston's. Well, there was a mess up, and they ended up with double dry hop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I blabbed to a bunch of people, a couple of people in there. Next time we went there, back to General Sherman. And this past Monday, we were in there, fucking double dry hop, back on draft. Back. So it was, I shot a Fernet. And then finished off the night with a double dry hop General Sherman
nice.
At Livingston's. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Oh, I saw it at Strummer's. They had a Firestone tap takeover at Strummer's the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Strummer's, I guess, is just kind of crapshoot. If there's a show, then they would be open.
So what you're saying is that Firestone is a bro brewery because that tap takeover was during the Trapped concert?
You're saying it, bro. I'm not saying it, bro.
I'm saying that there's probably a lot of bros at a Trap concert that's sold out.
Trap!
Wow.
In a club, bro.
In a club.
On a Monday. See it.
It's Monday, bro.
Nick, have you been drinking anything?
Beer.
All right. Well,
how about?
That's good.
I'm 3 weeks in a row, I've drank outside of the house.
This Ooh, is
freaking amazing.
Look at you.
I'm a party animal.
Yeah, dude.
Regular chill. Savant.
Yeah, chill, man.
Yeah. Taking my yacht out.
Go yacht. Floating.
My yacht. Yacht. We were hanging out at Gazebo Gardens.
Yeah. Oh,
they got lots of beer there.
Did you go visit the Doug?
The Doug. I believe it was the Doug. I've never officially met the Doug.
The silver fox, about 6'5".
Okay, sure. That's what we're going to call him.
Well, he's clean shaven, silver hair. Yeah. He's about 6'5", stands behind the bar.
I asked him for a beer. He gave me a beer. We have no problem.
Okay, then that's it.
Stug is Stacy's boy. Her Stacy's boy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the shooter guy.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy that could shoot you dead.
Yes.
Has a gun.
Distance.
He's got guns.
No, you want beer? No, I shoot you.
Red Stacy's boyfriend has guns. Just know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had a couple New Belgian Abbeys,
because
I'm in a Belgian kind of mood.
Wow.
All right.
And then a Goza 128 Goza. From Anderson Valley.
Oh, nice one.
But pew, purple can, that was the one. And always good drinking at Gazebo Gardens.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should get Greg to go there.
Should get Taco Taco Greg
from
Burrito?
SD Beer Talk.
We had burritos from Taco and tacos from Mayor.
Oh, El Primo Mayor?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But yeah, both were good. The burrito from Taco was amazing as usual.
The T-A-K-O.
T-A-K-O. Taco barbecue. Korean Taco barbecue.
Barbecue.
Food truck. Epic weather. Good bands. Just one of the greatest places to drink in Fresno for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's a freaking nursery. So yeah. If you'd like a plant, take a plant.
Yeah. And then you can take a plant home.
It's pretty awesome, but I just don't ever want to fall in a rose bush. Hey, guys.
Don't be drinking in the rose bush.
I'm thorning.
But just an epic place to have craft beer. And you know what? The train goes right by there.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Just
it's
like
part of the scenery.
SC Beer Talk, you got to drink when the train goes by.
You got to drink when the train goes by. It's all you can do is drink when the train goes by.
Yep.
After that, we went to... Had a Sunday Eureka Burger adventure.
Mm.
Man, I haven't been in a couple weeks, bro.
Man, they're missing you. That's why there's all kinds of beer down there.
I got all kinds of beer left.
Mikey didn't drink it. They had a firkin. They tapped a firkin of Sierra Nevada. I think it was the Hoptimum.
Yeah, the Hoptimum has been popping up in firkins lately.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. They tapped it on a Friday and it was still there by Sunday.
Ooh.
And I was like, I don't know about this. Not quite sure how this is going to work. They had it on ice and I know it's not carbonated a bunch anyway. So I left it. I was like, cool. I see
Good
it. It does happen, but
Firkin's overrated.
Yeah. It's not carbonated. Carbonated.
Yeah.
Carbonated. So I went for the
fun, but
Lost Abbey Devotion and Mammoth Brewing's Real McCoy Red Ale.
Ooh, how was that?
That was freaking good.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a good red.
I'm impressed by their...
That is a Bearded Brewers jam right there.
They are kicking ass in the browns and reds.
Get some dregs.
Not a lot of breweries doing brown ales or red ales as a core beer. You know, I think I think of Carl Strauss and maybe, I don't know, who else does a brown all the time? Rogue, maybe?
Abita.
Yeah.
They're browns.
The hazelnut, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mammoth Brewing. Really, really good stuff. Along with the lollipop corn dogs and the bruschetta appetizer.
No, lollipop. I love the lollipop.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
I just go in there during happy hour and just get nachos. That nachos itself is just like its own meal.
Yeah, no, that is true. That's why we went with two smaller sides versus just the nacho plate. Mm-hmm. The nacho plate's ginormous. Nacho
plate. Would you like some nachos before you have your ginormous burger? Well, the nachos will fill you up, motherfucker.
Yeah. So two small sides equal one nachos.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was Bincott. How about some beers you guys are looking out for? Anything you're looking out for?
Fruitlands. That's Fruitlands. Still the same.
We're still looking out for Fruitlands.
Okay. Besides Modern Times, what else is Matt looking out for?
Is there anything from Modern Times, not from Modern Times, you're looking out for?
I'm looking out for a place where beers will be made to look out for. How about a sour program from Paso Robles?
What's that Firestone has that?
No, it's not Firestone. It is. It's Barrel House.
Oh, I said it's not Barrel Works,
right?
Which is Firestone.
Right. Barrel Works is Firestone. Barrel House is the actual brewery.
Barrel House is the other brewery in Paso.
But Barrel Works.
Barrel House.
Wait, why are you looking out for a sour?
Because they're opening a wild sour brewery.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to start making sours in Paso Robles and wine country.
But we have a sour from Barrel House.
Right. But they're going to be. But
Barrel House is doing a sour.
But if they're devoting their own building to just sours and their sours are already good, this can only get better.
So, to be clear.
Yes.
Barrel House Brewing is opening their own sour program separate building. Just like just Firestone is doing, but Firestone's has Barrel Works,
but they're in Buellton. They're in Paso,
where Figueroa Mountain is.
Right.
And so, okay.
So this is in Paso. This will be right next door. This will be right next door to their current brewery.
Oh, right next door. Because some people all freak out when you do sours. You can't have sours in the same building as
a big worry about cross-contamination.
So the biggest condom that you can do in sours is a separate building. The best protection you could have from souring your brewery.
Protects 99% of Brettanomyces infection of your other brewery.
99.9.
Yep. The other 2%, you got to use a plan B.
What happens?
We know there's places like Society where they're just like, it's on the other side of the building. That's how bold we are. There's people that do that.
That's how much we watch our shit.
Red tag system.
Yeah, no, they have a system. Anything that's this, it is to not touch that, and that's how we deal with it.
Do not fucking touch this.
But
buy two of everything, in other words.
There's some people that go, no, you just have two different buildings, and that's just what happens.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, wow, there's... I got it.
Got it.
I think I got it.
So they will be producing, and well, they're starting a Barrel House Society too. But yeah, I'm looking out for what beers they're going to crank out. Well, I mean, for two reasons. One, we go by there at least once a year, if not twice a year. And two, their sours are already good. So why not? Why not look out for better sours? I mean, you know, they're growing.
I agree with this. Bearded Brewer, you have anything you're looking out for?
Not really.
Besides the Modern Times. Nick, was there something?
I know there's Narwhal coming. I do want some Narwhal.
Oh, yeah. Narwhal is coming. It's almost Narwhal season.
Bye, buddy.
So I'm guessing, Nick, that's one of yours.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, you're a big narwhal guy.
I love it.
Autumnness is coming. The beer from Tioga.
Greek from...
Autumnness.
Oh, speaking of Greeks, I went to the Greek festival.
Oh, yeah. Do they have any beer there?
They have Greek...
I've been in a couple years.
Greek lagers and Greek porters.
I've always been told that they have Tioga there.
Not this year. They had a different craft brewery. Brothemius or something.
Brothemius.
Yeah. It was strangely close to Bronamus. Brothemius.
Nice.
Yeah. No, they had regular Donaghy beers. They had Bud Light and Dos Equis and then a few Greek varieties, Mythos and...
Mythos
and Zios.
Zios, yes.
So I had a couple events.
Sure.
Since it's approaching Oktoberfest season, Hop House of Pendragon is having their Hoptoberfest from September 19th all the way through October
31st. Damn, dude.
True Oktoberfest seasoning.
And they are selling for $25.
Mm-hmm.
1 liter.
Yes.
1 liter. Tanners?
Tamers? Tanners.
Tamer mugs? Tanner mugs. 1 liter. House of Pendragon.
It's basically a stein, a glass stein.
Chalices. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can get that, and they're having traditional German beers that Tommy's brewing.
Wow.
Going to be on tap.
Wow. Bold.
The, formerly Central Valley Craft Brewers Oktoberfest is now called Tower Beer Fest.
Mm.
That is October 4th.
October 4th.
Yes. And, you know, the one they have behind the Tower Theater.
Right. We've been to that.
We have been to that. But I don't know why they changed the name. We got to talk to somebody on this. And then Suds in the City, Fresno's...
The classic. I thought that's not happening until the spring.
So this year is the last year it's going to happen in October.
Oh, okay.
Next year will be in May.
Okay.
Yeah. So October 24th is Suds in the City.
On the Fulton Mall?
On the Fulton Street.
Mariposa.
Oh, whoa. Still a mall, bro. I haven't seen one tractor out there.
I know. I'm severely disappointed.
They're talking November, last I heard.
Whatever. They said February.
Yep.
Well, yeah, they're saying if there's no more lawsuits, November.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So that's it. That's all.
All right. Well, I think something to look out for, not necessarily for us here in the West Coast, but for our New Jersey listeners.
Jersey.
I know we have a few Jersey listeners, and I respect those because I have Jersey ties. But Six Point from New York, Brooklyn.
New York.
Brooklyn Six Point. They have, you know, I always talk about how variety packs suck ass. They always try to wedge in some piece of shit for beer.
Yeah.
Why do?
Six Point has a 12-pack going out called Higher Volume. It's got Sweet Action Ale.
Nice.
It's like their session ale. And Bengali IPA. We've had that a while ago. Bengali. I drank a lot of that when I was back there. I love that. Bengali is nice. The Crisp, which is their Pilsner.
Uh-oh.
Hoppy Pilsner.
All right.
And the Resin.
Oh.
Which we have a can of resin still left in our beer fridge. Their Imperial IPA.
So which one's the crap beer?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There isn't one.
Sons of... No, they can't go against the model.
It's a solid-ass 12-pack.
No. Somebody call them right now and tell them they fucked up.
You can't do that. You can't put
where's the
whole
beer?
Variety 12-pack that's all good beers.
Assholes.
Can't do that.
Wrecking the system.
Look for that, our East Coast people. This one's a far out looking out for. Green Flash, of course, we know has the rights to, basically has the rights to Alpine.
Right.
They keg a couple of Alpine's beers, a Nelson and another one. Well, in October, they're going to start bottling some Alpine stuff. One of them being the pure hoppiness. Six packs of pure hoppiness are going to start coming out
in
November. So you might start seeing six packs of Alpine floating out there in the non-San Diego ether.
I think Beer Advocate is going to implode when this happens. Oh my God, no, they can't do this.
I can taste the difference.
I can taste the difference.
I can taste it. This is a green flash fermenter.
Oh, that's green flash. I could tell.
Yeah. You guys are all drinking fucking green flash beer, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
the world will stop.
Oh, you guys, speaking of events, a Tioga or a beer to look out for. If you're going to Yosemite,
Yosemite
in October, look for a Firefall.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be up in there. The red from Tioga, named after a Yosemite where they would put coals from like a campfire and shoot them over the waterfall, one of the waterfalls that drops in the Yosemite Valley, and it gives the effect of a red firefall waterfall into the valley. They'd still do this from time to time.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And there you go. That's the name of that Tioga Red, and it's going to be up in the Yosemite Valley.
Nice.
Yeah.
So look for it if you happen to be going to Yosemite in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not so much in the Fresno or outside of Yosemite?
It's
at the tap room.
It's at the tap room.
Beer garden.
If you're listening to this right now, you could probably have enough time to drive out to the tap room and pick up some bottles. We're going to have a small limited, we're literally going to have 42 bottles there on Friday. It's a very small run, but the whole thing is it could be something that takes off and it could be another beer that we have to keep up with. It could be so popular that everybody says, I want that beer.
I want that beer. You need this beer.
That's the thing. I probably had 42 people come through the garden asking for a bottle of that beer. Uh-huh. I just now have to find them and hope that they have 42 friends and they have 42 friends and they have 42 friends.
Noise. Does anyone want to open that before we do the cheers? One more beer we need to open before cheers. There's a New Belgium just sitting there. Just sitting
staring
there.
Staring us in the face.
Just sitting there.
Wow. Professional beer opener. Bearded Brewer.
I love gold.
It worked. Yay.
For once.
That wasn't a work for this
for
episode.
Once something happened.
Yay.
This is a beer I enjoy going back to. Every once in a while that I have to actually drink this beer when there's nothing else is at Audie's Olympic. You can guarantee that there's 1554 on draft.
Dang.
And when you don't feel like an Anchor Steam.
It is a black lager. A black lager.
This also used to be one of the only craft beers at the Me and Ed's Coney Island. In River Park.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah. Have they updated lately? Or is
probably
that
not. Probably not. It's probably still the only craft beer there.
What, Audie's?
No. Coney Island.
Oh, Coney. Yeah.
In the River Parks.
In the River Parks.
Yeah, that place, one of the few places to get a slice on the north side of town. But that's about the best thing they have going for them as far as their beer selection.
Yeah, beer pizza. Wise, nah. Food, good. Mm-hmm. They got good dogs and good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And slices. You can get slices.
How about cheers? Can you give cheers to people listening to The Perfect Pour?
Can I?
Can you? Cheers to our patrons who support us.
Always.
They are supporting this show. Patreon.com/perfectpour, or you can go to perfectpourpod.com and click on some patron link you see, or in the show notes. If you're listening on iTunes, look at the actual show in your app, and there will be a link. You can click on that link, and it will work.
It will work.
Stitcher, the links won't show up for some reason, but most other pods players, it will. You can just click the Patreon link and you can just figure out how you can donate to The Perfect Pour. It'd be kind of awesome. And if you don't want to be a patron, but you're local, you want to just give us beer, just figure it out. You can go down to the Tagaskoya Beer Garden, leave some beer for Matt, just tell them it's for the perfect pour. Mm-hmm. If you don't see you see a dude with a really handsome dude with a full beard, if you don't see him, then you just say, hey, this is for Matt, perfect pour. They'll hold it for us. It's happened before. It'll happen again. Just cheers to everyone that talks about us and shares us with their friends or in their social medias. It helps us a lot. We haven't gotten an iTunes review in quite a little while.
No.
Which I always kind of felt like the iTunes reviews are kind of BS as far as bumping your stuff up. But I did notice recently I searched craft beer in iTunes or in the podcast app. And we are lower than we used to be as far as when you say craft beer. We used to be like in the first 5 podcasts you would see. Now we've dropped down to like in the 12th or 13th podcast you see when you search for craft beer. So maybe there is something to the reviews and stars or whatever. So if you haven't yet and you're on iTunes at all, maybe just take a minute, give us a little quick review or whatever, man. Just I hugely appreciate you listening to us. You don't have to do crap. We still appreciate it. Any cheers you guys have?
Cheers to Shadowy Pixie on Instagram.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Beard of the People.
What?
I was like, that? I know that name.
Studio Ghost.
Fermented to be. And, the Beer with Friends podcast.
Yes.
I might have name dropped us.
I did. Last episode. That Beer with Friends, SD Beer Talk, and 3BZine, they all usually will name drop us at some point
in
one of their episodes. So big cheers to them.
Big cheers.
If you're name dropping us and we don't know about it, let us know if you're in a podcast. Because I want to know. Because I listen to lots of the podcasts and I would like to hear that. The ghetto bird is flying around the studio right close. Now. If you can't hear that.
Do you guys have any bro beer down
cheers.
There?
Yeah. Those guys are bro beering down there.
I have 2 cheers. Sadly, they are probably not real people. But Yoho Brewing. Anyway. Yoho Brewing is following me on the Instagrams.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking hey, I'll take it.
Yoho is the Japanese brewer, right?
Yeah. So we had their IPA, and we have the Tokyo Black a few times.
They're a pretty good brewer.
Yeah. And then something dear to my heart, which are sandwiches. I do love a good sandwich. There's a new place by Fresno State, the Beach Hut Deli, which also serves beer.
Huh.
Which is not too many places where you can go to get a looks like a good sandwich and get a brew.
Is that put in the new section?
Yeah, they're next Campus to Point. Yeah the Wahoos, the Wahoos, Beach Hut, Mad Duck.
Yeah, Mad Theater. Duck Brewing.
Mm-hmm. But there's many places that serve sandwiches, but there's not many sandwiches places that serve beer.
Right.
I should have said that.
They have better. A good selection too, huh?
So, you know.
That Wahoo's, Reggie 509 says that Wahoo's has a pretty good selection.
Wahoo's Asada Nachos, bomb.
Mm.
Wahoo's has the most amazing price on beers.
Mm-hmm.
$2 pints.
Well, the Wahoo's at Campus Point has more selection than the Wahoo's.
Nice. But still,
that's good to know.
You could go in on a Tuesday to Wahoo's and get a $6 pitcher. So, yeah. Fucking A.
Is it a bro craft beer? Bro beer?
Probably. I actually got the golden ale, sir.
Bro beer.
Probably.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Cheers to everyone listening to the Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPod.com. There you go. Enjoy your beer this week. And we'll enjoy ours, and we'll come back next week and talk about it, right? Let's hear some Sunburn.